Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, "Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world." It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, here we are. Christmas is over, but we haven't started the new year yet, and I'm still in the Christmas mood. So, no matter how busy you are, I hope you'll take time to share this After Christmas program with me. I'm calling it Christmas Afterglow. I still haven't had enough of Christmas music, and maybe it will ease your re-entry into a world without Christmas music. But you know, if you've been listening very long, you already know I play Christmas music for myself in July, when I can relax and revel in the majesty and beauty of it again. And you could too. You know, there are so many different Christmas traditions that families have, and even with the COVID restrictions going on in our world right now, I hope you're able to celebrate and remember the Christ child. Yes, let's remember him, even in the midst of our stress and all that we're dealing with and the changes we've had to make. One of the traditions that I love is having a red poinsettia plant to cheer up our home. And recently I discovered that the poinsettia was considered a weed by some of the natives of Mexico, where it grew in abandon. Well, many years ago, our U.S. ambassador to Mexico loved it, and he brought it back to his home in South Carolina and began growing them to give to his friends. His name was Dr. Joel Poinsett, and soon the plants were renamed after him as the poinsettia. Well, last year we went to a Christmas concert by the Bar J Wranglers, who are friends of ours here in Utah. And they sang a song I hadn't heard for many years. The title is, "That's Why There's a Christmas Day." And it spells out the word Christmas, and in doing so explains what Christmas means. Like, here are some of the words. C is for the Christ child born upon this day. H for herald angels in the night. R means our Redeemer, and so on and so on. So listen with me to the Bar J Wranglers as they sing this simple carol that tells a Christmas story. That's why there's a Christmas day.
C is for the Christ child born upon this day. H for herald angels in the night. R's for our Redeemer. I means Israel. And S is for the star that shone so bright. For three wise men, they traveled far. M is for the manger where he lay. A is for all he stands for. S means shepherds came, and that's why there's a Christmas day. Three wise men, they before the manger where he lay. A is for all he stands for. S means shepherd's care, and that's why there's a Christmas Day. And that's why there's a Christmas Day.
Hope you enjoyed that song, That's Why There's a Christmas Day. And yes, I'm still in the Christmas mood. You know, while I love getting all the beautiful Christmas cards from friends near and far, I always have the dilemma of what to do with them. I hate throwing them away, and so they pile up on my desk. And a few years ago, I read about an idea. It said to use the Christmas cards as bookmarks throughout the year, deliberately leaving them in your Bible or different books that you're reading. And when you open the book or Bible with your Christmas card bookmark, take a moment and pray for the person who sent you the card. So for those of you friends who have sent me cards, I'm going to use this idea, and you will know that sometime in the next few months you will be prayed for by name, probably numerous times, as I'm reading my Bible or book. And I hope you'll put my name on one of your Christmas bookmarks, too. Just think what a powerful new reminder we will have to prompt us to pray for our family and friends. Well, one of my favorite modern-day Christmas stories is about the very first radio broadcast ever in the world's history. It was made by Reginald Fessenden on Christmas Eve in 1906. He played on the violin the song, O Holy Night, and then read from the Bible the Christmas story of Christ's birth. The radio beamed out over the Atlantic Ocean, and ships all over the North Atlantic heard and were amazed at the miracle of this first wireless radio broadcast. And to think it was the Christmas story that they heard. I love it. Well, now let's listen to the song that they heard. It's by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and Choir. O Holy Night.
O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. God lay the world in sin and error. Till he appeared.
Yes, indeed it was a holy night when Christ was born. Well, I'm Samantha Landy, and you're listening to the Psalms of Hope program. Let me tell you of a really lonely Christmas I experienced in my 30s. It was a bone-chilling, damp Christmas Eve afternoon in Oakland, California. I was the last one to leave the office building, and suddenly I realized I wasn't going to a Christmas party or even to dinner with friends. I was going home alone to an empty apartment. I was so broke I didn't have any money for a tree or decorations or even extra food to invite others to share. As I slowly drove up the winding, slippery streets through the hills to my second floor apartment, I was really depressed. Well, once inside, I built a fire in the tiny fireplace to take off the chill, and I fixed myself a cup of cinnamon tea and flopped into the chair by the fireplace. I decided I could indulge in some self-pity after all. What difference did it make? There was no one to make miserable except me. Well, out of my heart came a little prayer, or maybe it was more of a whine. God, do you even care I'm broke and alone this Christmas? Well, after a few minutes of mindlessly watching the rain and continuing to whine to God, I went to the bedroom to change out of my office clothes. It seemed stuffy in there, so I opened up the second floor window, which opened out into the treetops. Suddenly, I caught my breath. There, only a couple of feet away, tenuously lodged in the wet, shiny, bare branches of the tree, was a red balloon. I couldn't believe its beauty. With breath-stopping clarity, I saw the raindrops on the tips of the bare branches, the wet balloon string waving slightly in the breeze, even the balloon wobbling a little in its snare. It was there, and it was God's gift to me. I knew it. God had sent a gift to me, a red balloon, to let me know that He heard my prayer and that He does care that I was hurting. So if your Christmas wasn't what you would like to have been, then maybe my story might be your gift from God to let you know He cares about you. I don't believe it was an accident you just happened to listen to this program, wherever you are in the world. No, this is God's way of sending you your own red balloon. Well, this song, while not a Christmas song, talks about the miracles that only Jesus can do. Here are some of the words. They followed Him on dusty roads. The lame could walk. The blinded eyes could see. Here comes a miracle. Can't you feel it in the air? And I hope you will be watching for your own miracle. And now let's listen to Vern Jackson sing, Here Comes a Miracle.
They followed Him on dusty roads, wherever He would lead. Multitudes would gather as He healed each disease. With eyes of wonder they would watch as He would stop to pray. When He spoke the word of faith, you could hear them say, Here comes a miracle, here comes a miracle. Can't you feel it in the air? That look is on His face, His glory is in this place. I know a miracle is near. The lame could walk, the deaf could hear, blinded eyes could see. Those who had been bound for years were suddenly set free. They came in desperation, the hurting and the poor. When they saw Him through the crowd, they knew what was in store. Here
comes a miracle. Here comes a miracle. Can't you feel it in the air? That look is on his face. His glory is in this place. I know a miracle is today. We follow him, claim his word is true. Nothing is impossible. What he said he will do. And though this world may doubt it, and though they laugh and stare, someday all men will see the truth when we see him in the air. Here comes a miracle. Here comes a miracle. Can't you feel it in the air? Soon we will see his face, his glory.
Truly, Jesus is a miracle worker in our lives, and he has a miracle for you just when you need it. You know, in the last segment, I told the story of the year that God sent me a red balloon to reassure me that he was aware of my loneliness and pain. It was my miracle. So, yes, there are many times Christmas is really hard for people due to their circumstances, but whether it's the loss of a mate or illness or someone becomes angry with you or any one of a myriad of things, you can choose to move on into the comfort and wholeness that God desires for you. One of the scriptures I like to remember is from the old prophet Isaiah. It's a verse I find comforting no matter what's going on in my life. Like the red balloon, this is God's gift to you for the coming year. Here it is, Isaiah chapter 41, verses 9 and 10. For I have chosen you and will not throw you away. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Wherever you are in your life, whatever your past has been, whatever relationships haven't worked out, no matter how disappointing your Christmas was, just know God says to you, I will not throw you away. Other people may have devalued you and may have thrown away your relationship, but God says, no, I won't throw you away. And then he adds, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Oh, what a comfort that is when no one else is around. When people have deserted you, God says, don't be afraid, I will be with you. And then he says, I will uphold you in my victorious right hand. Oh, what a wonderful promise. In fact, we find those comforting assurances all through the Bible. God promises over and over that he'll be with us, no matter what's happening in our lives or in the world around us. Yes, God is a faithful God, and we can depend on him. We just have to ask him. Well, there's a wonderful Christmas song I want to share with you. Here is Don Moen singing, Emmanuel Has Come.
Christmas is about his glory. Christmas is about His grace. Christmas is a gift of love our Father gave us. More than just another story about a special time and place, Christmas is a time to lift a song of praise. For God is with us, and we celebrate the glory of His presence. Christ has come to fill our hearts with love. He came to save of kings and Lord of lords. His name is Jesus, God with us, Emmanuel has come. Angels fill the night with singing. God is reaching out to man, bringing us a gift of hope in Christ our Savior. More than just a time of giving, this is God's eternal plan, and Christmas is the reason we can sing again. For God is with us, and we celebrate.
Is with us, and He has come to fill our hearts with His love. He came to save us. He's King of kings and Lord of lords. Emmanuel has come. Oh, I hope you will look to God in this coming year. And yet I know that even if we have Jesus in our heart, we may experience pain and sorrow, confusion, danger, struggle. Jesus had all those things to deal with in His life too. But when we have Him in our heart, we don't have to try to handle our problems all alone. He invites us to bring them to Him, to bring our broken hearts, our broken lives, and He will mend them and make them new. He promises to be with us in our struggles and our fears. Well, King David wrote, "You, O God, have been my help, and in the shadow of Your wings I sing for joy." Well, David certainly knew about pain, loneliness, struggle, betrayal, danger, and confusion, and yet he knew who he could turn to. And God says to us today, whenever you feel lonely, whenever you feel afraid, I will give you the courage to move through your darkness and into the light of my love. I will never leave you or forsake you. Whatever you have need of, I will be with you always to the end of time. Well, you know, maybe the mystery is that it's so simple. Many have overlooked it. There are times when I have searched for some logical answer to my dilemma, or strived on my own to make things right. And yet it is when I turn to Jesus that my life gets straightened out again. Well, as we approach the ending of a year and the beginning of a new one, we have the choice of what we will do with our new year. God gives us the right to choose how we handle our lives, the ups and downs, the joy and pain. And yet, it's His promise to us that He will be with us and never leave us or forsake us. All we have to do is ask for His help. And like David, hide in the shadow of God's wings and we'll be safe and even have joy. Well, my time together with you is over, so don't forget to write or email me. This radio ministry depends on listener support, so I hope you will consider a year-end gift at this time. Even if you don't send a gift of support, an email or letter to me would be a lovely gift too. Do tune in same time, same place next week. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer for you in this coming year that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791 USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/ The Samantha Landy. That's Facebook.com/ The Samantha Landy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.